This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing in
That was good.
Just tighten stuff up around here once in a while. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Love how this stuff, love how this stuff fires people up. It's really funny. If you talk about anything that people don't agree with, especially when they're like hardcore left, anything, they have to come after you. Okay? I mean, they have to come after you. They have to call you names. They have to do all this stuff. It's just amazing. You have a guy that's been through it. He's looking at it. He's dealing with it on a daily basis. And here's what I'd say to some of you now trying to make fun of me, whether it's in the chat room or wherever. Let's say you believe in vaccinations 100%. You trust the government. Right? 1,000,000%. So you're going to tell me now that mercury is okay to put in the body. Right? And if you get away from the vaccines and just get into the shot and the delivery systems and all that, mercury, aluminum, what else are in those? Some of those... I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in there that you shouldn't have in high doses in your body. So this is the emotional part of what the left does. They get mad at a guy like me because I don't believe in science because I believe in God. I don't believe in science because I believe that babies, fetuses, balls of cells are human. And yet the vax kind of pokes them in the eye. Because they simply say, let's say the actual chemical for the vaccination is fine and good. Does that negate? Is it okay to put mercury in those shots? Is it okay to put the other stuff that they put in those shots? And have we ever tested, retested, and gone back afterward when they've been given 5, 6, 7 vaccinations at one time? And here's the other thing I find quite amazing about all of this. These cowards never call in. They do it, you know, when the expert's on, they never call in. Right? And I think it's because they don't want people to hear how silly they are. I think it's because they don't want to be called on the carpet. That's what I believe. And the other thing about it is, I never sit here and say I'm the expert. How many times have you guys, raise your hand, how many times have you guys heard me say I'm the expert? No, I bring them on. I bring them on so you can ask them the questions. I try to read them the questions that you have sometimes in the chat room and other places. I don't always do a good job at it. But the simple fact that people are afraid of this is amazing to me. Because frankly, simply, look, you do your homework, you figure it out, you decide to do it with your kids. I asked a question. These same people were in their minds when I asked a question a few weeks back about the hormone blockers for young kids. Out of their minds. I said, you know what? This is not settled science either. There are people out there, doctors, real doctors, that think this is crazy. There are doctors on the left. There are doctors that are pro, you know, transgender, what do they call it, the sexual reassignment surgery, and say, this, stop with the hormone blockers. We don't have enough testing. So who's the... And you get mad at me. So who's being closed-minded, really? Because that's not subtle science either. All these things that you want to yell subtle science, you think it's going to stop the conversation. It doesn't, and it won't. And, oh, in case you didn't write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you'd like to take me to task on something I didn't say I was the expert on. I really get a kick out of you guys on a regular basis. Chicago's at it again. I'm sure it's Trump's fault, though. Nothing to worry about. Because he'll be gone soon, right? They're all trying to get him out. 9 dead, 30 wounded last weekend alone. Just in a week. I mean, they got nothing else to do, apparently. So you had, I'm sorry, let me update that. Because, you know, when you hit the little update, they get updated for you. 9 people were killed and at least 30 others were wounded in shootings across Chicago between Friday night and Monday morning. Now, the weekend's latest fatal shootings happened about, from midnight forward on Monday morning. I mean, just started piling them up even more. And it seems to be there's no rhyme or reason other than this is just gang violence gone sideways. Right? So, you've got the kids can't play in the streets. 15, 16, 17-year-old boys, which I know in some of those communities, they're not boys anymore. Now they're men. They're gang members. Right? And they're having to protect themselves with guns. They can't play basketball in the local school grounds. This is just nuts. People can't walk to church on Sunday because they're getting shot in the street on Sunday from like 9 to noon. When does it stop? No, sincerely, when does it stop? When does Rahm Emanuel, when does Obama, when does Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, when do they stop playing the politics of it's all about the guns? When do they stop doing that? How many people, see, I always say how many people have to die, but I'm afraid to do that because then more people die and they still don't do anything. They blame guns and they blame money on it because it's helped them so much in the past, right? It's made it work so much in the past. Now, a police chief came on. I thought he was going to get fired for saying. He says, "Look, one of the biggest problems we have is the rotating door. When these guys get picked up, they go into jail. There's no place to put them. There's no way to hold them for a long period of time, and they're out again. And you know, of course, while they're out on bail, they're going to follow the law because they were following the law in the first place that put them in there, right? It's just crazy." More breaking news, another upstanding Democrat elected official going to jail for corruption. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love you guys. Head up to my website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate. Seriously, all the things you were taught to hate. But I'm going to show you that you don't have to. The left, the people who hate labels love to give them. And they're all labels the left has given me. Because they're afraid of people like me. They think we're backwards and, you know, we don't believe in science and all other stuff. I mean, because they never really, you know, it always boils down to what they perceive of you. I had somebody who, I won't say it was a close friend, but they were a friend. They were on the left, a lot further left than people I usually hang with. And they got an argument with me tonight because I said, as much as I disagree with everything that took place in, you know, over the weekend, you know, the speech and the signs and everything else, a lot of nasties. You got to admit, a lot of nasties going on. I said, well, you know, but hate speech is protected speech. As much as you don't care, You don't care to have it. I don't care to have it. But then who decides which one gets yanked? Right? So they immediately went after me. I can't believe it. I agree. You know, you're just when that, just I don't even can't even repeat some of the stuff they said. Went after me. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, all I really said was hate speech is protected speech. You know, that Carolyn Griffin, whatever heck her name, the comedian, you know, who had Trump's head, you know, protected speech, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, that was also another fake outroar by the left. People got a little irritated with it for a couple of days. It was done, over with. Now when somebody on the right does it, whole different animal. But listen, if you're really having problems with all this, you're really bent out of shape, you're having problems with Trump being president, and all this stuff going around, I would suggest, I've got a fix for you, seriously, no joke. My fix for you is to head out to the First Church of Cannabis. That's right, there actually is one, First Church of Cannabis. And it's a registered church in the U.S., it's in India, and it was founded in 2015 by Bill Levin, who attended the Indianapolis Hebrew Congregation, a Reformed Judaism synagogue as a child. He titles himself, now see, this is where I go off and go, okay, now we're just making fun of religion, right? He titles himself in the church as the Grand Poobah. Right? Remember the Flintstones? Yeah. Okay, he said it was a direct response to the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Monthly dues are $4.20. Levine said that the church was granted IRS tax-exempt status less than 30 days after he applied. Isn't that interesting? See, religious church, he got a 30, why? Because it's the First Church of Cannabis. He calls himself the highest holy official of the church. Claimed that he had the idea to found the church while watching a popular television series called The Flintstones. And think about that. So now he can dole up. Maybe that's, I mean, for some of you familiar with the communion in a church, maybe his communion is the cannabis, right? The group planned to test the restoration. Come on. Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They wanted to see if it would really apply to them as well. They had a service in Indiana, including the use of cannabis. However, legal threats to the city forced the first service not to use marijuana at all. The service went without any arrests, even with a heavy police presence, although there were protesters from a nearby Christian church. Now, see, that's useless. I hear what you're saying, some of you right now, but that's useless. It's freedom of religion for everybody, people. We want to put a litmus test on it. Do you really want to make it so you have to pass certain tests in order to be called a religion? Parking was restricted as the police argued that they were enforcing a city law on parking on the street less than 24 feet wide. Nearby residents also restricted parking on their property, although at least one person allowed parking for a small fee. Man, an enterprising man. They had food trucks outside. I would wonder why they would need that. Security cameras installed outside the church on the first day of service. Look, they have a right to do this. I mean, they have a right to do this, and who decides what a church is, what it isn't, what a religion is, what it isn't? And some of you who have talked to me about this before and think that, you know, we need to regulate it, no, we don't. No, we don't. Because if you feel like you have the truth, if you feel like you're the one that has the truth, you've got the facts on your side and that kind of thing, then what's the big whoop, right? You're going to prevail in the end. They have you know, like some churches have the Ten Commandments, rules that they live by, their scriptures. They have what they call the deity dozen. Yes, the deity dozen. Those are the guidelines for the church. Deity dozen one is, don't be an a-hole. Treat everyone with love as an equal. The day starts with your smile every morning. When you get up, wear it first. Help others when you can, not for money, but because it's needed. Treat your body as a temple. Don't poison it with poor quality foods and sodas. Do not take advantage of people. Don't intentionally hurt anyone. Never start a fight. Yeah, I mean, these are all, like, you know, rules to live by, right? No, no, really. I mean, these are all easy stuff that you should easily be able to. Now, I like this one, too. Don't be vulgar, yet he starts, number one, is don't be an a-hole. I mean, I'm just saying. Take 10 minutes a day to contemplate life. Okay. Laugh often, share humor, have fun. And number 12 is cannabis, the healing plant. It's our sacrament. It brings us closer to ourselves and others. It's our fountain of health, our love, curing us from illness and depression. We embrace it with our whole heart and spirit, individually and as a group. I just thought you'd have a little fun with that. So if you really feel down and out, you really feel like you need a little lift up, the First Church of Cannabis might be for you, seriously. And it's easy to find. All you got to do is go online and just type in First Church of Cannabis. Come on. With all the heaviness tonight, you know, we needed a little lighthearted moment, right? Anyway, I'm not going to have time to... I might as well just start it. What's going to talk to you guys about? Oh, yeah, right. The councilman out of New York who's been sentenced up to 6 years in jail. So, Councilman Reuben Willis of New York, he's been sentenced up to 6 years in jail. He was endorsed and supported by the teachers union. He was tied to public schools in Queens with questionable legal and ethical practices. I can't imagine. Anyway, hang loose. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're going to love it. I mean, I love these. Aren't we supposed to hold them in high esteem to a higher level of ethics? We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you head up to the website, buy something. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, one of our shirts, any one of the shirts, hashtag stand. Man, would they have stood out this weekend? And I don't believe they would have caused more trouble. Because I keep telling you guys, violence is not the way to go. Don't feed into their frenzy. Violence is not, you know, there are right-wing loons, there are left-wing loons. It's one thing they won't admit to. You know, they never call out their own. That's what I'm saying to you. This is why you look at this stuff and you go, yeah, okay, whatever. You can't take them seriously because they will not call out their own. If they did that, there might be a different feeling. There might be a different, we might deal with them differently. And to show you how far off they are, they really believe that Barack Obama did absolutely nothing wrong. The man was one step away from godhood the whole time he was in office. That is scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I started telling you about Councilman Reuben Wills, I guess his name. He's endorsed and supported by a teachers union. And he's tied to public schools in Queens. A questionable legal and ethical practices was sentenced early Thursday morning to 6 years in prison. He was found guilty last month on several crimes. Ready for this one? See, this is when somebody's in the education system and they're stealing money directly from the kids. And I don't know. What do you want? You want to put it at the same level as what? It can't just be a misdemeanor. It can't be just something simple. You know you're taking money away from those kids. You got elected to help them to make sure you get the most amount of money into the classroom. So he was found guilty last month of several crimes, including stealing from public campaign funds and stealing from nonprofit organizations. Okay, last year it was reported that the there were several press conferences that were held, and it was reported at the schools that Willis was involved with or tied to. The federal and state laws seem to be broken routinely in reporting safety issues, complying with mandated services and teaching in a safe, comfortable environment. One school, I guess to give their schools numbers, one school, MS-226 in South Ozone Park, was the center of controversy when the principal, Rochelle White, offended leaders within the Hindu and Jewish communities when she approved a mural featuring awkward characterizations. Also hanging in the school grounds, a $10,000 check signed by Willis is a noticeable display. There have been, also hanging on school grounds, but it must have been one hellacious size. Probably two pieces of plywood screwed together or something. That big. There have been unconfirmed stories of a relationship between Willis and White, who, despite multiple complaints to the unions, government agencies, and coverage of the media, no one wants to touch. Why? Why would you want? You know, if they were Republicans, if he was a Republican, oh my God, they'd be all over this. Every news source in the country would be on it. Willis repeatedly received the endorsements and support of the United Federation of Teachers, headed by Randy Weingarten and currently Michael Mulgrew. Why would you do that? If you knew somebody stealing money, why would you do that? When somebody's surrounded by that much garbage, again, why would you do that? President Trump, when candidate for presidency, pointed to the failures involving inner-city public schools, and Willis is a perfect example of that. Look, when you have inner-city public schools with that kind of money going through them, I told you that President ex-President Obama, right, the last two or three years that he was in office, he slated $7 billion for the public school system. $7 billion to raise the level, you know, the graduation rates, to raise the, all kinds of stuff at these schools, get these kids educated. Guess what? Go look it up. We've done a couple shows on it. Didn't move it one tick. Not one change was made. And $7 billion a year of money got flushed and flushed fast. Anyway, Willis had been under investigation for years on matters ranging from stealing monies from public funds. Why does it take years to investigate? I mean, I realize they're trying to find out who's involved, how deep it goes, how much money's taken. But really, the money he stole was earmarked for education itself, single-parent families, obesity programs, and more. He chose to purchase food and goods for himself at the expense of those he claimed to help. His own goddaughter, Michelle Davis, testified that she never heard of or worked with a nonprofit set up by Willis in his recent trial. Willis has close ties to State Senator James Sanders. And guess what? You know, I guess they run in packs, right? Sanders himself is under federal investigation. And Congressman Gregory Meeks, who's considered one of the most corrupt elected officials in the country. And involved in a scandal earlier this year involving almost $200,000 in payments he made to his wife. Remember that? We talked about that, too. But really the question here is, why do these kind of politicians get to stay in office? Why don't you vote them out? And then why don't you hold the union's feet to the fire? Right? When it comes to allowing these people, they go ahead and they endorse this kind of person, the kind of person who takes money out of the mouths of many of those that you are supposed to be teaching. How easy is it to learn when you're starving? Can't be that easy. So, you know, a millionaire, famous millionaire, every once in a while, they love to give secrets out, right? They love to talk to people about how they can make money, things that they do, not do. So this millionaire was penning a piece, and he said to the millennials, look, if you want to own a house, stop buying $20 avocado toast and $4 cups of coffee. That doesn't sound like bad advice. An Australian millionaire and real estate mogul has advised millennials struggling to purchase a home to stop buying avocado toast. Tim Gerner, a luxury property developer in Melbourne, responsible for over $3.8 billion in projects, is facing heat for his comments. Really? You know, I've never understood that. I've talked to some of these young people. When they tell me about what they want to do, what they have, what they're buying, and the money they're spending, you sit there and you have to go, wow, at a young age, you've already learned that whatever the balance is on your debit card is what you are allowed to spend. You know, you buying a $5 or $4.99 coffee is average, purely acceptable, and okay. Starbucks is coming out with a $12 cup of coffee, and most of the young people I know are excited. Really. For most of them, that's over an hour's worth of work. Think about that. It's over an hour's worth of work. You drink that cup of coffee, and guess where it ends up? We all know. right? Eventually it ends up in a circular motion, never to be seen again. $12. Why don't you just take $12 in Munns and throw them in the toilet and flush? Wouldn't that do about the same thing? Anyway, he's facing heat for the comments he made on 60 Minutes in Australia, implying that young people can't afford to buy properties because they're wasting money on fancy toast and overpriced coffee. It's not just that. It's all the other stuff they're buying, too. He said, when I was trying to buy my first home, I wasn't buying smashed avocado for $19 and four coffees at $4 each. He said, we're at a point now where the expectations of younger people are very, very high. You know, they want more. They think they deserve more. They should have more. The problem is they're not willing to save more or work harder for it. Now, I'm painting with a broad brush. I'm not going to say every single millennial. But the ones I talk to, it's just amazing. They have absolutely no real marketable skills. They want to work less than 40 hours a week, but they want to be able to afford to live in a home. It's just mind-boggling. The writer goes on to say, it's no secret that we've become an instant gratification cult. No kidding. Right? Even baby boomers were starting to get into that at some point in time. And baby boomers now have been the ones that they're not saving a whole bunch of money or haven't saved a whole bunch of money. Right? I mean, think about it. As we were growing up, we had McDonald's and Burger King, and I think Jack in the Box were like among the first three biggies. And that was instant gratification. I just watched that movie McDonald's. And the thing he was so amazed at was that he got a hamburger in less than a couple of minutes, where before, when you went to a regular burger joint, it was 10, 12, 15 minutes before you'd actually get a burger. And that's what people were used to doing. I mean, they were used to waiting for the good food, if you would. He goes on to say, it's no secret that we've become an instant gratification culture. Surveys show that even baby boomers have saved very little. If you want to know more, for real, hang out. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Woo! Yeah. Thought I wish I still had that much energy. Wouldn't you love to have the knowledge you have now and the energy you had when you were 17? Wouldn't that be great? You really could change the world. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, boatload of stuff you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. But you really want to help me out? Head up to the website. Go to Patreon. And I was with Tim Donnelly today. For a little bit, not for long. And for those of you who don't know who he is, go look him up. He was one of the Tea Party darlings early on. But we were talking about how conservatives, at every level, conservatives all across are being just pounded on and beat on by Facebook and Google and what have you. They're strangling traffic to our sites. They're not giving us ads that actually sell. You know, it's just amazing. So, the only way we can fix that is we have to ask people to help us out. You help out when you buy the book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it at Amazon. You can find it on my website. You help out when you buy the shirts, the hashtag Stan shirts. And I can see we're going to need them more and more now. All of that stuff that you need to, you just need to help deal with. Seriously. And it's the way we get, you know, we get the trinkets. And look, nobody here is driving a Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? We are not the Rush Limbaughs of the world. We're all working hard to get the few pennies that we get. Speaking of which, this millionaire who's been talking to, you know, it's really funny. Again, it's the same thing. The loons on the left go out of their minds because a millionaire, a guy who actually has money, who knows how to make money, who's worked at making money, is telling millennials, telling other people, hey, you want to have money? Stop buying $19 avocado toast and $4 coffees. What are you going to do, laugh at him and say, you're wrong? Okay. Let me know how that works out for you. You know, and he's right. When you're trying to buy your first home, when you're trying to get established, when you're trying to get your first apartment, all that stuff, you actually have to sit down and decide what to give up. Many young people, millennials, didn't have to give up anything because mommy and daddy gave them. Really? So some of you millennials out there, let's see how honest you can be. Who got your first iPhone? Hey, was it? I'm sure that most of you, the majority of you, didn't buy it yourself. You didn't buy your plan. What about those sneakers you had, the really expensive ones, right? I mean, we can go right down the road of all the things that I'm sure mommy and daddy paid for. And did you have to save up for it? Did you have to pay it back? Did you have to work for it? That's what teaches them how to do this other stuff. It's no secret that we've become an instant gratification culture. Surveys show that even baby boomers have saved very little. A recent National Institute on Retirement Security study showed that two-thirds of households aged 55 to 64 have savings equal to less than their annual income. A third have no savings at all. For millennials, the consumer appetite stands to have even sharper consequences for them. First, they simply have less money. You know, I knew somebody and I kept trying to tell him, stop using your debit card for coffee because he had no money in the bank. You know, you want to talk about expensive coffee? What is that? That monkey butt coffee? What is that? The beans that the you know what I'm talking about, though, right? Somebody in the chat room is going to know this, right? There's the beans that a forest rat, forest cat, whatever, they eat it. Then when the bean comes out the other end, supposedly, you know, they wash it, disinfect it, and they use it to actually make coffee. And those beans are like 30 or 40 bucks a pound or something like that. And I laugh. I go, because that doesn't compare to some of these young people who use debit cards to buy coffee. They have absolutely no money in the bank. The banks now cover these kids. I say kids. Right? Some of them get, like, you know, they have $500 line of credits or $100 line of credits, whatever they get on that debit card. So what happens? Anybody know what happens when you have $2 in the bank and you buy a $4 cup of coffee? Right? That now becomes a $36 cup of coffee. All right? There isn't a coffee. I don't care who makes it for me, who brings it to me, how they get it here. There isn't a coffee worth $36 a cup. Think about that. And you can't get them to stop because it's just life. It's just part of what they do. How many young people today around you know how to actually reconcile their checkbook, or not even that, just know what their balance is in their account, what's coming out, when it's coming out. I do it with my own kids. It's like, okay, so when are these bills getting paid? When are they coming out of your account, and are you going to be able to pay them?
I don't know.
Like, what do you mean you don't know? Well, I get paid on Thursday, so that money will go in Thursday or Friday, and then I think I have this bill coming up on Saturday, and that one doesn't get... It's like, you don't you have these written down somewhere? Don't you have a clue as to what's coming in? Now, the writer says, first, they simply just have less money. They have less money. These kids have less money, disposable income to spend, than their grandparents had. Think about where their grandparents were at. These kids have crushing debt. They go into these schools. Look, I know people close to us that they pounded on the kids to get grants. The kids got grants, and their bills were about a third of what they would have been if they got no grants at all. And then I know parents and kids that were pounded on to get grants, and they couldn't be bothered, and their bills are skyrocketing, and they don't know what to do about it. Another thing is author Simon Sinek says, he's pointed out delayed gratification is a concept unknown to many millennials. No kidding, right? I mean, why have credit cards grown so rapidly? I mean, when I was a young kid, the only thing you really should have on a credit card, the only thing you really should have had credit on payments on was your home. And even at one point in time, that was taboo. Right? And I remember, I know, I'm a real old fart, huh? I remember the first time I went to a car dealer for a new car, and they started telling me how much the payments were and not how much the car was. Yeah, how much is that car going to cost me? Well, that's only going to cost you $212 a month. That's not what they asked. I want to know how much the car is going to cost me off the lot. Well, $212, and then, we can throw in this, that, and the other thing, and bring it up to about $237. No. How much is that car going to cost me? I got cash in my pocket. How much is that car going to cost me? And they don't want to sell it to you for cash because most dealerships make the big bucks on the financing. Anyway, so, and they have everything at their fingertips. Think about these young kids. I'm telling stories now, but I remember my oldest daughter, and she had a problem with her computer. And she had been buying, she didn't make a lot of money. She'd been buying the songs from Amazon, the iTunes store, right? 99 cents a song, which I just, mind-boggling to me. Buy the whole album, throw the rest of the stuff away, it's cheaper. So I was helping her start, move from one drive to another. There were 1,100 songs on that drive. I'm looking at that drive going, 1,100 songs? Are you serious? Well, some of the mines is the albums I bought and moved this and did that and do this. Right? I'm like, are you serious? This is crazy. But think about it. She had no money. She's spending 99 cents a song. They go to Amazon. They like something new, something, I don't want to use the word hip, because then you guys make fun of me. But all this stuff that they show up with, the bling on their phones, they still call it bling? No?
I'm just as old as you are.
Yeah, I know, but you keep up with this stuff. I don't. I could care less. They buy the special stuff for their phones, and then they get the watch thingy, and all this other stuff, right? You want to buy something, you go to Amazon. You don't have to go to the store anymore, so you don't have to wait for a ride and then give it some thought and go, maybe I don't really need that. These young kids are always going out to eat somewhere. I think, my God, I didn't have that kind of money to go out and eat then. Most of the time I brought lunch from home. No, they go to the store now and buy their stuff. Now you talk about instant gratification, you go to Amazon. You buy something from Amazon. When do you get it? Next day. Right? And if you buy it on Saturday, guess what? You'll get it on Sunday. Never. We never shopped on Sunday. It was so taboo. Really, seriously, who shopped on Sunday? It was a day to relax. You needed to go out and shop on a Saturday. And if you had to shop on Sunday, it just showed that you were a lousy planner. You want to watch a movie? That's even better. Now you don't even have to get off your butt and go down to the store. You want to know why we have a problem with obesity? Think about it. Now all you got to do is you're clicking in on your phone. Your phone sends it to the TV set, or you go to the TV set, or you go to your Roku or Apple TV, whatever you got. You go through, you pick what you want. Now you don't mind spending $2.99, $3.99, $4.99 for the movie. Why? Because you're not spending $3 on gas. It ain't that hard. And then you sure as heck now, you can binge on stuff. You can binge watch, as they call it. You don't have to learn about, coping with anything from a social standpoint, because you ain't dealing with a cashier anymore. Come on, think of all these stupid, I know I'm dragging this out on purpose, it's so much fun. You don't have to learn anything anymore. So anyway, and there are a lot of, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of hardworking, smart kids out there, smart young people. Okay? They try to get in there, they try to get these jobs that they can learn what it is, they find their passion, they figure out what they want to do, and they try to work through it the right way, but they're not being set up for that. They're being set up for instant gratification. Hey, anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks for listening to me ramble tonight. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. If you like the rambling, head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can pick up the podcast. You can pick up the audio cat. There's all kinds of stuff going on up there. You can also buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Hey, have a great rest of the day, and God bless.